This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Bah humbug.
Oh, what happened?
Bah humbug. Oh. I wanted to start the show and set the proper tone.
Yeah.
Right at the beginning. We are between holidays, between Christmas and New Year's.
Yeah.
And I can only speak for myself. Although I have a feeling, based on a lot of emails I received over the past 3 days, that our holiday was ruined on Christmas Eve with a horrific loss by the Philadelphia Eagles to the most dreaded of opponents, the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
I did not enjoy a single moment of the entire holiday season once that game happened. Now, am I alone, Rhea? I won't go to Al because Al's already philosophical. I've listened to him before. Oh, this is good. Oh, win Sunday, everything will be fine. I don't look I'm not a philosopher.
I'm not either.
I am not a philosopher.
You and I exchanged Rhea, text messages. How I feel.
Did it ruin your holiday?
It certainly ruined Saturday night, and I was still displeased when I woke up the next morning. But when you opened presents, it was a little bit.
All right, well, that's good for you. I'm happy for that. I had a horrible holiday, and I had it because all I did for 3 days was replay 3rd and 30. I replayed it.
Yep.
I watched it so many times that by the 50th or 60th time, I expected them to break up the pass.
No, well, they're not going to.
I expected them to actually knock the freaking ball away. Is anybody out there? This is a high. I don't even know. I'm normally not here, but, you know, it's like I'm going to be off pretty much forever after this. So I came in, but is anybody out there who's still angry 3 days later? I know this right now. If we had come in the morning after that game, that would have been Christmas morning. These lines would be lit up with angry people. Is anybody up right now at 6:02 and would like to vent? Because I have not lost the feeling for 3 days. I may be angrier now than I was then. Because since then, Al, I've gotten to hear a lot of gobbledygook. And I plan to hear more of it at 8:15. Because Nick Sirianni, that's when he's coming on today. 8:15.
Oh, nice.
Plan accordingly. And I'll hear a lot of talk signifying next to nothing. Because a couple of stats came out in that game, one which has been widely publicized and one which has not been mentioned at all. These two stats are as huge an indictment on the way that game was coached as any game you will ever watch, any game all year. So I'll give the numbers now because there's no one on the line, no one. And I think that's because people might have gotten past it. I didn't. I won't. 215-592-9494. So I'm going to just start with this. Because this is the one no one's talking about. No one, the post-game news conference, again, yesterday, Nick has spoken twice, Nick Sirianni, and no one has asked that. Did everybody ignore this? Because in the fourth quarter, you got to picture me. I'm seated, Al, with a lot of company, and no one's really enjoying me because I'm yelling and screaming like a lunatic with little kids running around and all that stuff, all right? And I'm watching this. And I start getting obsessed in the fourth quarter. And before every snap when the Eagles have the ball, I'm yelling out like a lunatic, 88! 88! Where the hell is Goddard? I waited over a month to have Dallas Goddard here. And then when the game was on the line, he became the invisible man. Ladies and gentlemen, the Philadelphia Eagles did not involve Dallas Goedert in an offensive play for the final 28 minutes of that football game. I know what you're thinking. Well, it wasn't working. We got it. Why would you want to keep going to him? It wasn't working like this play early in the game.
Minshew goes back. He fires. He completes it. And picking up the first down is Dallas Goedert. Beautiful throw.
25 yards on that play, Al. And then why keep going to Goddard? It's not going to work.
Minshew back again. He is firing. Complete. He's got a big first down. And breaking the tackle and coming inside the 35-yard line is Dallas Goedert.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, what you're going to hear when we get Nick Sirianni on is that turnovers were the determining factor in the game. I am not here to argue with him on
that.
No,
a lot of them, huh?
Four turnovers will lose you most games.
Yeah.
But what if the coaches ordained two of them? What if the dumb coaching led to two of them? Because I want you to listen closely to this next catch by Goddard, because this is what they didn't do in the final 28 minutes. Listen to Goddard and how hard he went after the football when it was up for grabs.
On first down, Minshew turns, fakes, backs up, fires, and it is intercepted or caught. That's a catch.
Oh,
it's ruled a catch by Dallas Goedert, who went up with a Cowboy. Donovan Wilson went up with him, but what a catch by Goedert.
That was for 22 yards, and that play was the will of the receiver to win the battle with the guy covering him.
1,000%.
Simple thing. Now let's dial forward to the fourth quarter. Because while not using Goddard at all, for reasons that have never been explained and never will be, by the way, never will be, because the fact of the matter is they forgot. The offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, forgot that Goddard was active. He used him in the first half, got a lot out of him, used him first series of the third quarter, and then forgot about him and never went back to him because he was too busy trying to force the ball in to Quez Watkins, who absolutely stinks. You understand? Quez Watkins over the middle trying to catch a ball on a timing pattern is a recipe for disaster. Disaster.
It's not his skill set.
Remember what you just heard. You just listened to Goddard wrestle the ball away on a ball that could have gone either way. Now listen to this pivotal play in the fourth quarter when they decide they got to force one in to Quez Watkins.
Minshew back. Minshew fires. And it is caught. It is caught. And that one, are they saying incomplete?
No,
or
it
intercepted?
Was take, it was taken away.
It was right there.
Ron Bland.
I thought it was Quez Watkins, and it was picked off by Bland.
Now, Ray, I'm going to ask you a simple question. Mm-hmm. Would the Eagles have been more likely to complete that play if Dallas Goedert was trying to catch it instead of Quez Watkins?
He would have outmuscled them for
it. Is there any doubt in your mind?
Zero.
That dialing up Quez Watkins in a pivotal moment in a game, and it's not a deep putter, it's not a fly putter, which is the only
thing
you actually run. Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
And why would you prioritize Quez over Goddard? Why? Explain to me why. And don't tell me the defense was dictated, because the defense was not dictated. They had forgotten Goddard was on the field, too. Everyone except me in my house yelling 88 forgot Goddard was on the damn team.
No one forgot the first time Quez got outmuscled for the ball. No one
did. Oh, my God. And now let's get to the other stat. And this other stat you've heard, it's mind-boggling. Now, this stat, we never had stats like this because it wasn't analytics. But the NFL now uses next-gen stats. That next-gen is like their people, and Peter King always gives you the next-gen stat in his column every Monday. He tells you, and the next-gen stat that was insane in this game was, when Jonathan Gannon dialed up a zone defense, Dak Prescott was 24 for 24 for 300 yards. He was absolutely perfect, Al. Is that unbelievable? Is that unbelievable? I mean, you look at that, you go, wow, that means that the rest of the time he was like 4 for 11 for 42 yards at a turnover. What are you doing? Why are you still in the zone if it doesn't work? And this is what happens. Then you get into a 3rd and 30. You've already sacked Dak twice in the same series. You're in a great position to put the game away. 3rd and 30. T.Y. Hilton, 2 weeks ago, he was sitting next to me on the couch in Chestnut Hill. and now he's out there catching passes. Third and 30. How does this happen?
Cowboys have a third in Galveston from their own 30. Back goes Prescott again. He steps up. He is going deep downfield, and it is caught! It is caught! That is T.Y. Hilton. T.Y. Hilton, I don't know how they got the ball to him, but he just came down with an amazing catch. They just pulled off a third and 30.
All right, now I'm going to tell you what was really going on, because I watch this stuff and I read. Darius Slay was livid, absolutely livid. Darius Slay's getting slaughtered, and some of it is due. He had an awful game. But Darius Slay was the deep guy on that.
Yeah.
And Josiah Scott was not. He was in front. He had the front coverage. So they're going to sandwich him. They're going to get him near the sideline, and they're going to sandwich him, and one of them is going to knock the ball away, except Scott's way behind. And Slay is trailing too far behind. Again, passive defense.
All game they
passive,
did that.
Passive defense. That's a Gannon soft defense. All right? Dak, you know how they got him out? Quick snap. They quick snapped him. And Scott didn't know what he was doing. He was in for Maddox, yep, who can't stay out of field to save his life. 26, he's had 10 injuries already. And so they caught him. They trapped him. They screwed him up. This is horrible coaching. Horrible. And you did not get any answers from Nick Sirianni. I will attempt in 2 hours to get him for you. But here's what he said about third and 30.
The issue? We didn't make a play. The guy did. I mean, it was really as simple as that. T.Y. Hilton made a really nice catch. Dak made a really nice throw, and we didn't make the play. They did, and we didn't.
All right. There's
the
something.
Issue?
Nick.
Well, he ought to know about that guy, right? Didn't he coach him?
Oh, yeah, that's right. I even forgot that. See, here's the thing. Like, Nick, if the quarterback makes a great throw and the guy makes a great catch, that's all well and good. But then you have a defense on the field that's designed to prevent that. And 30-30 is about as low a percentage as you're ever going to get.
2%.
2%. Yes. And you allowed 2% to happen. And that answer is not satisfactory. That answer is insulting to the fans. Because do you understand that Christmas Eve, for as far into the future as we could see, will be 3rd and 30?
Yes.
That's the play.
Oh, absolutely.
The Christmas Eve play that cost the Eagles the game was 3rd and 30. And it was done because of they were, at that point, they were 20 for 20, 21 for 21 in the zone defense. And Jonathan Gannon said, oh, I know what'll work right now. Let's try the zone. Because he's completed every pass in the zone the whole day. Let's try it now. Wouldn't that be fun to see if he could do it 3rd and 30? And he did.
They do have people sitting up in the booth, right?
Stupid.
Analytics people.
Stupid. Well, that's one of the things I'm asking.
I mean,
Nick,
somebody
you
has
have
to
an
talk
analytics
him.
Department. The owner's the son of it. Did anyone tell you that the zone was not working? And don't give me the answer. Oh, the answer he gave. I'll play it later. It's ridiculous. All right. Let me just give you what he said about 3rd and 30. All right. Here's what he said. All right, just play that for you. All right, you know what? Play the other one. Play this one. Locker one. I just want you to hear. Al, here's his explanation of why the zone didn't work.
As far as the zone, I think, you know, all zones are a little different, right? I mean, some match zones are going to play out like man and be labeled as a zone. So, you know, as far as the way they play, you know, cover three, really, you can play multiple different ways.
Let me know
you can
when
play
you're
a zone,
out, right?
You can play a true zone. You can play a match zone.
People
you can play a match zone on one side. A zone on
I'm
the other with
out.
Safety cheated to the other side. You can play it with zone all the way across.
That's I can't take that. Anyway, Al, that was just a big load of words signifying nothing. Your zone didn't work. So many people let you down. Get angry. You know, get angry. I'm angry. Mike's up from Berwyn to kick us off this morning. Hi, Mike. How are you?
Hey, how you doing today?
Mike, did you have a great Christmas?
No.
Me either.
I mean,
thank you, Mike.
You know,
thank you.
I got to tell you, I am so tired of Gannon. You know, I hear people, including Eskin, that sits there and say how great of a coach he is. You know what? What would make my year next year is somebody pick him up as a head coach.
Well, hopefully they were not watching the game on Christmas Eve then. Because if they watch a game on Christmas Eve and they know anything about football, they were going, who the hell's the coordinator here? We're going to hire him as a head coach. He'll make Nathaniel Hackett look like Vince Lombardi. That guy can't coach, Mike. Mike, he can't coach.
Third and 30. Third and
30. Third and 30. And, yeah, Mike, I swear to God, when Dak dropped back, I said, uh-oh. I just had a feeling.
How much time did he have to throw that ball?
There was no – but he snapped it quickly. No one was ready.
How are you not ready at that point in the game?
Wait till Brandon Graham comes out. He's usually going to tell you somewhat of the truth. He's going to spit it positive out. But I want to know if they got caught flat-footed. They weren't ready for the play.
Well, they certainly weren't ready with in terms of who had who.
Mike, was that a well-coached game by the Eagles?
Not at all. Not at all. And I thought even the game plan for offensively, you got a backup quarter in. And I didn't think they ran the ball enough.
Of course they didn't. But then when they did, Sanders, he choked it out too. Mike, if you had a great holiday after watching that on Christmas Eve, God bless you. You are somebody who has a better way to deal with life than I do.
Hmm.
I have been miserable for 3 damn days out.
Really?
Miserable. You got over it, didn't you?
Because I thought Dallas really sucked.
Well, the Eagles got 40 points. What does that say about your team?
The Eagles went in, turned the ball over a million times, had a backup quarterback, had injuries during the game, and still they almost got down the field at the end to win the game.
I don't look at it that way.
I mean,
it was a loss.
They couldn't play any worse.
I don't care. They scored 40 playing poorly. That's not good on you, Al. 215-592-9495. I am going to give you a chance to win some NovaCare Luxury Box tickets today. I am looking for the best gift that you gave this Christmas. Now, you can make it up. I don't care. The best gift that you gave.
Oh, no, everybody. This giving's better than receiving.
What you gave. And this was the idea of Miss Pollyanna. Ava Grant.
Well, if you gave a good gift, now you get a good gift with NovaCare Rehabilitation Luxury Box tickets. I think that's fair.
That's so nice. Your family had a really nice holiday. It went pretty good, huh?
I really wasn't happy after the. It changed Christmas Eve, Dallas.
It's looking like you might have gotten over it.
What makes you think that?
Because you're bubbly, as usual.
I'm not over it. I've been stomping my feet the whole time that I've been here.
Okay, good. Because that indicates to me, Al, that the bubbly thing she does is fake.
215-592-9494.
WIP Sports Time is 617.